Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Mortal Kombat, where Anthony Becerra and I will test our might. Liu Kang, Raiden, Sonya, fight, fight, fight. Welcome, Tony.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
Dude, I am pumped. We're talking about fucking Mortal Kombat, dude. Like, you don't understand. I grew up on this shit. You know, the first one I rewatched multiple times. The second one I watched a couple of times here and there. The second one, you know, arguably just like totally just went down the shitter. The first one obviously wasn't objectively that good, but it was fun, right? And, you know, now with this new one, I was really looking forward to it. And it legit, like, when you compare it to the 1995 one, this thing fucking rocks. I understand it has problems. I understand you can nitpick it and so forth. But, like, this is a legit movie versus the 1995 version of Mortal Kombat. And I'm fucking pumped. And I was there for it. And I loved it. And, yeah. And that's my overall impression of Mortal Kombat. What about you?
Did you really like it that much?
Dude, I was fucking pumped. I saw it in the theater.
Really?
I saw it in the fucking theater. And right. Like when all that shit, like I won't get into quite, we'll get into spoilers in just a moment. But there's like a moment that happened towards the end of like the climax. And I was like, yes! I fucking loved it, dude.
Right.
Don't yuck my yum, bro.
For sure, dude. I thought it was all right.
Okay. Do tell.
I didn't like it. I didn't really have as much of a great time as you did, but I thought it was pretty fun. I thought it has its really good moments here and there. But overall, I thought it was pretty okay. Honestly, like I forgot a lot about it literally days after watching it.
That's so interesting because I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Really? I mean, I've been thinking about it because since I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts about it and things like that. But personally, for me, I was just like, damn, this is, like, my goodness. It just felt like such a, I don't know, kind of like a blank bullet.
A blank bullet, he says.
Yeah, it felt like a blank bullet, you know? It just didn't really hit for me, you know?
All right, let's get into it. Full on spoilers. Like, give me what are the gripes here?
I mean, I got a couple, but let me go into the things I do like, though. Okay, can we at least?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
pretty
yeah.
Cool stuff.
Let's do it.
I like the opening scene. I like the whole. I love everything about the whole Scorpion and Sub-Zero feud and like parts of the movie. Right. The characters, the main characters themselves, I feel, are like, pretty bland overall. Oh, wait, we're talking about good shit, right? My bad.
I mean, you're the one who said, let me talk about good
up,
shit.
I'm like steering it. I was giving you like the shit sandwich subconsciously, dude. I was like, here's a good, here's a bad, here's a good. No. I mean, I love like some of the campiness to it as well. I think the campiness of the movie was really cool. I wish they were more, they leaned into it a bit more, personally. Because there are some people who are like, I don't know, it just felt like they were a little, they would say things, but if it didn't really quite land well. But like the Kano stuff, I think landed pretty well overall. Mm-hmm. I like this character here more than what'd you say, it was 95? 95
yeah.
Version? Yeah. I think the Liu Kangs in both versions are pretty great, but I like how this Liu Kang kind of calls people out on their bullshit. I don't know, or at least Kano's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty fun. Yeah, there's some things I liked. There's a really great scene with the fucking hat with, I believe Kung Lao's hat.
I mean, listen, you're not just going to call it a fucking hat, are you? That thing is a beast in and of itself.
The hat blade.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only,
what do you call it?
He's the only character to get a flawless victory in the whole Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah. But where's the tournament, dude?
Is that your gripe? Is that your big gripe?
I mean, there's a part of me where it's just like, wait a minute. they went through this, you know, beef up, power up, like, montage, and then I don't know where the fucking, what is it, the shield falls, and then they all start to fight and stuff, and I was like, okay, and then I just kind of, I don't know, I think some of the fight, most of the fighting was, like, just couldn't really, every time there, I felt there should have been an impact, they kind of cut away. Or, like, the editing to the fights were a little hit or miss here and there. Like, I want to see some shots connect and hold the shot on the connection of, like, the hits, you know?
That's so interesting. Like, I mean, out of a lot of... I mean, listen, I can't say, like, specifically, you know, true martial arts movies, especially, well, you know, Asian ones, but, like... As far as action movies in the Hollywood style, especially if you're comparing this to Marvel, like they held shots forever. You know, I'm watching like old Spider-Man, and that shit like has half a second cut for their action scenes. I'm like, what am I even watching here? Whereas this, I was like, okay, I know what's going on.
No, I'm not comparing it to that. I'm comparing it to John Wick, John Wick 2, John Wick 3, and Nobody. Like, the scene in Nobody where he goes up against the Russian dudes in the bus is 10 times more memorable than versus almost anything I saw in this movie. And, like, the Sub-Zero parts of Scorpion are barely memorable to me. The only really thing that sticks out to me is Kung Lao's hat blade chopping that winged lady in half. I thought that was amazing. And he just gets done dirty by what's-his-face. Just getting his soul sucked.
Well, yeah, like, Shao Sung.
Yeah, it's like, how can Shao... No, I think it is Shao Kahn. I think, how can Shao Kahn fucking...
No, it's Shang Tsung.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Kahn is the main baddie.
Oh, you're right. Shao Kahn's the guy with the skull face.
Yeah. But Shang Tsung is, remember, he was the main villain in the original one as well. You know, that's who Liu Kang had to fight.
So, yeah, you're right. Shang Tsung, nonetheless, interferes and fucks one of their fighters up. And Raiden, like, you know, Raiden only interfered with that freaking shield thing. But it's just like...
Yeah, I mean, listen, if there's any, like, certainly Raiden is not what he used to be in the 1995 version, which wasn't a true depiction of Raiden to begin with, but, I mean, like, for me, I love the action overall, and I understand the comparison, but, like, for me, a big standard is, like, can I understand what the fuck is going on in the actual frame? And I did, right? Compared to most action movies in the Hollywood era, I actually understood what was going on in the shots. You know, they weren't held forever, but at least they were like 4, maybe 5 seconds, some of them, which is definitely better than like a split second. And just close up. These were actual like wide shots, so you can get a good sense of what the hell was going on. And as far as, as far as the tournament, like, listen, buddy, you're going to get that in the next movie. You're going to get that in the third movie. We're building up to a whole war, you know?
Oh, yeah, is that where Luke Cage, or was it Johnny Cage is going to come through?
Hell, yeah, we got to recruit Johnny Cage. You know, this isn't a one and done. We got plenty more to go, and that's what I'm loving here. They really, like, it looks so amazing. I thought the fighting was really well done. You know, I get like Cole Young. I think like he's kind of a lame protagonist.
He's not kind of, dude. He is a lame.
All right, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. But yeah. Everything else was, you know, I
Sonya Blade was fucking still shit too, dude. Like what? I didn't really care for Sonya Blade either. I say they should have kept Kano. I can't. And like he was the best part of the three. And they killed him off. That was because
he's a bad guy. You got to kill the bad guy.
I know. I mean, he could have lived, but it would have. I don't know. I think it would have been.
All right, you're yucking my yum. Let me speak for more than 10 seconds here, Tony.
He was a pretty fun person. Fun character to have on.
I mean, he was, but like you know, I mean, humor only lasts so long. Even in comedies, after a certain point, they have to get serious and wrap the shit up. So.
I feel like he was a valuable asset to the team.
Kano?
Yeah.
He sold him out.
Like the team. No, I'm saying the team that is Mortal Kombat, the movie.
All right.
You know? Like, I like Kano in the movie, even though he was a piece of shit. Because he had more character than Jack, Sonya, and, you know, I forgot his name already. What's it? Cole combined.
Cole, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, you know, I think, yes, was it a little bit forceful to, like, have Cole have a family and it's like, oh, care about Cole because, you know, he's got a family and he's the guy and he's got to overcome this and all that stuff. Like,
overcome what?
being a shitty fighter that can't
Yeah,
hit.
That's what I was about to say. Being a shitty fighter, that's what he's got to overcome.
Yeah,
that's
like,
funny.
That's literally what he had to overcome. And so, you know, in the end he does. And, I mean, his ancestor has to save his ass, but...
Well, he gets weapons and he starts cutting people. Just like,
yeah, but he couldn't beat Sub-Zero by himself. You know, Scorpion had to come back. He, you know, Cole, as good as he was, whatever, by the end, you know, still, he needed Scorpion to come back.
How did you feel when Scorpion came back, when he appeared?
Dude, that was amazing. Like, the music cue, right? That was so on point, timed with that beautiful shot. And I understand, like, you know, there's no point in him, like, actually knowing English because he never learned English in his life. But I was like, get over here. And I was like, it just, that's what I'm saying. That was the moment. I mean, listen, even before that, I was, like, all in. But, like, once I saw that, it just paid off everything that, like, I invested into this movie in terms of my heart and so forth.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
And yeah,
that last fight, or the fight with Scorpion and Sub-Zero is pretty great.
I mean, I've heard this from other people too. Like they say the Scorpion Sub-Zero stuff is the best, and I agree.
It is the most compelling because it's the most compelling. You start the movie with it, and you kind of like end with it, and it's a nice little like the middle part needs some work. Like if they committed to like a whole Sub-Zero Scorpion bit. That led into, you know, the second one being the tournament. That'd be kind of cool too. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I get what he's saying. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, I appreciate the fact that it built a storyline around essentially just fights, right? I thought overall it worked well, and that's why I didn't mind it being just this tournament, because if it was just a tournament, it'd be like, all right, it'd be like the first one, we're just seeing these random fights and like maybe some story interwoven. Whereas this, like, at least tried to have the story carry it, and you know, the fights kind of fit in within that. You know, sure, it's a little bit clunky at times, but overall, I thought it worked well in that way. So I do applaud them for that. And yeah, I don't know. You know, I think certain things got a little bit cut maybe for time or whatever. It's like if you're going to release the Snyder Cut, it's like give me a 2-hour and 10-minute Mortal Kombat. Like let it breathe a little bit. But other than that, you know, like as I said, I mean, you're pointing out all the shortcomings and I don't deny them. But at the same time, to me, just the good outweighs the bad. And as I said, as someone that has seen the campy B version of Mortal Kombat and, like, still to this day, maybe, like, once every 2 years, I rewatch that movie.
Movies are fantastic, dude.
They are. And I'm not saying they aren't, but, like, I wouldn't want just a simple B movie version remake. Like, it was great to see something that attempted to actually be elevated. And certainly them making a decision not to have the Mortal Kombat theme song, you know, that definitely set a tone. And, you know, while I definitely was torn about it because, like, I love that song so much, I get the choice and I applaud it because it grounds it in a different way. So it's just something different than, you know, you want campy, go with the 1995 version. It's great. You want something a little bit more serious, a little more well done, go with Mortal Kombat. You want an Oscar performance? Go see Nomadland, because you're not getting that here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I at least expected some good fights here, but there weren't none. There weren't that many. Like,
yo,
many,
you're about. I'm about fangs. To beat your ass for saying stupid stuff like that. You're about to get a fight.
Okay, dude. I'll catch. All
right, give me. Okay, so Scorpion and Sub Zero
game.
Scorpion Sub Zero. Those were good fights in your opinion, and I'll back that. Were there any other fights that you enjoyed or?
Yes, I thought the reptile fight was all right. It would have been cool if it was just a guy in a suit playing a reptile. I don't know, something better than what we saw, than what happened, what they, you know, the digital bullshit. I think at some point it might have been Octagon, but I doubt it. I don't know. I have to watch it. I kind of want to watch this again.
You should, but, dude. You should.
Because, honestly, I want to like it more than I do right now. But it just didn't happen.
I want you to like it more than you do right now.
Yeah, it was so fucking bland to me, dude, honestly. It's just so...
All right, so how about this? What's, what
film?
That
movie.
Honestly, I'm more of a Tekken guy. Which of the video games have you played? Just out of curiosity. So we don't keep going round of, like, you hated the movie.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
So tell me, which of the games have you actually played?
Which is the game? I played of Mortal Kombat or just like any fighting games?
Hey, well, we are preferably Mortal Kombat. I don't need a Mario Kart history lesson here.
I grew up playing the Mortal Kombat like 64 version. And
nice,
that was Mortal Kombat 4. That was fun as fuck. Here and there, I'll see glimpses of like the first Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much as 3. Can't remember that. But definitely the 3D version for 64 was like a staple in my life for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like just seeing those like fatalities go down were so fun. So fun to watch. It was so like inventive. It's so something that added like such a nice flair to a game.
Yeah.
If you could do this really hard combination of buttons on this controller, you can see this great, you can kill someone in a spectacular manner, and it's so nice. It's so enjoyable. How about you?
In the early days I played a lot of, you know, those ones, but I was more like of a Tekken guy. But then yeah, I got Mortal Kombat 11, and so I've been kind of playing that. I think like storyline wise they got so intricate, right? And I applaud it. But my big gripe with the newer games is that you're just essentially watching a movie. Like literally there's cutscenes for, I don't know, maybe this is a little bit hyperbolic, but you're watching a cutscene for like 30 minutes and then you literally cut to just like this random fight. And it's like, no, dude, I want to participate in the whole like thing that I'm watching. I want to fight in those. So to kind of see, you know, obviously you go in with a different expectation when you're watching a movie because there you are being passive. And so with this, I did enjoy it, you know, and I thought it had good elements of that side of it, you know, where you get to just kind of relax and watch it, you know, because I think you remember like Doom, you know, the ending sort of shot of Doom. It's this isn't a spoiler in any sense, but it goes very much into first person, right? And so if they tried to kind of maybe create like some sort of gimmick like that for this, I would, you know, to make it feel more like a video game at certain points, I would have felt like that's cheap. So I thought it understood the medium really well, and, you know, it pulled enough from the video game stuff to justify it and have a fun time with it, you know? Yes, there's more that can be asked of, but at the same time, it could have been a lot worse, you know? And I don't know, maybe, you know, as someone who's seen so many video game movies go south, like the only one that I enjoyed Tomb Raider, the newer one, but not that many people like it. So it's just kind of interesting to me how like no one's really found the formula. And so in that sense, you know, I guess I've been burnt one too many times. And so when I see a movie like this, I'm like, you know what? it delivered on what I wanted from it. So for me to ask more is just too greedy, you know? I don't know. That's my perspective. Is that a bad perspective, you think?
I mean, it's always good to have more, but I get you, dude. I don't know. I get what you're saying.
I mean, the costuming was great. The costuming was great. You know, I thought
everything looked good. You know, the set design and like, yeah, how everyone looked was fantastic. I liked everyone's look. That they nailed for sure.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite fights?
I definitely liked, you know, everything was Scorpion and Sub-Zero, obviously. I think, you know, that was definitely the highlights. But I did, as cheesy as it was, I liked the Goro fight. You mentioned the reptile fight. I did enjoy that one. And I wouldn't say, you know, I just enjoyed some of the randomness in the other fights. You know, like certainly when Liu Kang... what do we call it? His Hakana. When his Hakana, you know, the dragon, when that came into being, I thought that was a cool moment, right? So it wasn't like the best fight, but that moment really stood out because, again, you know, I don't know. You just have to transport to Phil at like whatever age I was, maybe 10, 12 years old. And when they did that, remember when they turned Liu Kang into a dragon in Mortal Kombat Annihilation? Yeah. It's like it was like, wait, did a third grader do this CGI? Like, what the hell am I watching here? So you know, in like maybe in some sense, like I'm watching it as a direct response from growing up with that. So to see like that beautiful VFX finally be realized, and you know, again, could have been better, sure, but like it just shows me how much time has passed and what is capable now versus what was capable when they first tried to make it, you know? And I don't know. Because I forgave all that stuff in the 90s, I can forgive much more easier the shortcomings of this one. My least favorite character, though, was Raiden because I know it's not the lore, but I did admittedly love Raiden from those ones. Because he had just so many cheeseball lines of, like, you know, they were like, all right, we changed the rules. And he's like, I don't think so.
Damn, dude. From that perspective, I can totally agree with you.
Yeah.
This is definitely much better than, like, what we got in the 90s. Although there's some heart and charm to the first one that I do really enjoy. Overall, I think it's worth watching, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you got HBO Max, like, why not, right? It's a good...
Oh, easy, yeah. It's so entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like, it's no different than, let's say, Godzilla vs. Kong. Like, you know what you're getting in for, and, you know, if that's what you want, then the price of admission, quote-unquote, even though, you know, you're just paying for the HBO Max... It pays. It's well worth it, you know. So, any final thoughts before we? I was trying to figure out a pun. Get on out of here. I can't.
Oh.
I was trying, but it doesn't work because you know, yeah, the pun does not work.
That's fine. You went for it. I admire that. Final thoughts on Mortal Kombat. Let's see. Definitely worth watching. I think you'll have a blast if you don't think about it too much. Enjoy the gore. I know the characters are lame, but look at everything else that's cool. And catch it on HBO Max or. You know, if you're willing to go to the theater, catch it in the theater.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater with my AMC A-list, and this is not an app for them by any stretch. But, you know, it obviously I pay for AMC A-list, but that means I can see movies for free, essentially, once I've paid for that. And so it was cool to really see this on a big screen, and it was really fun. So I certainly enjoyed it, and you know, if you're cool to go out and brave the movie theater, it's good use of your time, you know, in that way. So yeah, that's what we got. Well, Tony, where can the people interact with you if they want to, you know, challenge you to test your might?
Yeah, I can test my might on Instagram at Tony B Tony. That's TONY letter B TOEKNEE.
And I'm at Phil Svitek, and yeah, we will be back talking about a brand new movie next week on the good old Clubhouse. So if you want to join us, follow us on Clubhouse. And
Dude, yeah. I got the movie.
Huh?
I got the movie to watch.
What movie are we doing next week?
If you're down, it's a horror movie. I'm actually really looking forward to watching it.
Are you? Because you know. But go ahead. What's the movie?
It's called like I'm bringing it up right now. I'm sorry. I think it's called like Separation or something.
I mean, it would be good to know the title of the movie. I'm just thinking, you know, just thinking out loud.
Thinking out loud.
I must have a quarter mil on me right now.
You can help me out too, you know.
I don't know what the fuck movie you're looking up. I don't know.
You always just look up Friday releases.
All right. While you're talking, you know what's hilarious? As you're pulling this up. You're gonna rewatch Mortal Kombat, and I know you are, and you're gonna text me, and you're gonna be like, "Dude, I love this fucking movie." That's what's hilarious to me about this is that you will literally go back rewatch.
Probably, you might be right.
I know. I'm right. I know you better than you know you.
We'll see about that. All
right,
but
you got the name of the movie?
I think it's called like the separation or something like that.
Oh my god, you're gonna make me look this shit up.
I know.
All right.
Hold on.
Horror movies coming out in 2021. All right. Spiral?
No.
All right. Upcoming horror movies.
Why is this taking so long?
Dude, you're the one who brought this up.
It's awful. All
right, the next horror movie that's slated to come out is Spiral.
It's literally this weekend, this Friday. It's coming up this Friday.
And it's called Separation, you think?
I think so.
Yes, okay, Separation. A lonely little girl finds solace in her artist father and the ghost of her dead mother.
Dang it, buddy.
What?
Why you gotta read
that? It's a log line. Anyway, that's what we'll be reviewing next week. So, good night, everybody.